When I was a little girl growing up in Fontana, California, I was so proud to share, my daddy is a newspaper man, with anyone who would listen. At 4 years old I sat on my special desk chair next to dad as he clacked away on an old Royal typewriter with two fingers faster than Superman could fly, or so I thought. It had a special carrying case and I would often lovingly caress the outside, longing to have my own typewriter one day. Dad always took pride in the way he dressed, usually a nice white long-sleeve shirt with a tie in winter and a suit jacket, in summer due to the California heat, a short-sleeve shirt unless he had important meetings. He was a handsome man, and kind, a dedicated hard news writer with a dry sense of humor. He was an editor for a very large newspaper in San Bernardino called the Sun-Telegram, and even back then he battled traffic day and night out, often working late into the night to put the paper to bed, each and every day. Newspaper was a must-have, thick, full and filled with captivating stories, funnies, cartoon pages for those too young to remember that section on Sundays, and I just loved leafing through it. A big treat was listening to our dad read his editorials out loud to me, sitting beside him at his home desk, and I remember this starting at around 4 years old when I didn't really understand all of the big words, but the tone of his voice. He had also been in radio in Honolulu and edited Hawaiian Home and Garden there, was so soothing. He always had a dark brown thick lead pencil tucked behind his ear, an extra just in case, without an eraser, and newsprint manila paper in stacks nearby with a big garbage can usually full of those attempts that weren't quite right. On special days I'd get dressed up as the oldest of three and would accompany him to the paper in downtown San Bernardino, where he would have to check in on something big, and even though we were only supposed to be there briefly, it almost always took much longer. Perfect in my active mind, giving me time to sneak away from the smoke-filled newsroom where countless typewriters clickety-clacked, copy boys running around between the men and women stylishly dressed, jackets flung on the back of chairs, dressy shoes kicked off, glasses on top of their heads, some chewing on pencils, deep in thought. During those moments of dad being pulled into a discussion, I'd slip off down the marble-lined hallway, in my little frilly dress and patent leather shoes, to the huge doors that led to the printing presses downstairs. You could feel the rhythmic rumbling when they were hard at work. The door was heavy, and I'd work it open to peek through at the monsters down below a grated catwalk, in awe of the huge machines, until I'd hear my name and rush back, find Dad trying to frown until he'd wiggle his one eyebrow up and down to make me laugh. We moved to Canada, our mama Canadian sponsoring us in the early 70s, the best gift ever, and bought a Family General store in Clearwater, our summer hometown since birth. Dad left the paper after 26 years for our big move. The Clearwater Times, then owned privately housed in an old building near our high school, now Raft River Elementary, and Dad and I would often drop by for a little visit. We'd joke upon leaving that one day, what if we bought the Times and ran it together? It wasn't meant to be, but the dream was lovely, idealistic. It was many years before I actually pursued journalism after having four kids, moving to the Lower Mainland, and finally going to university with teens at home at 42. Ink in the blood? I like to think that our dad would be proud of these past 2.5 years, leaving a long marketing path behind and finally becoming an editor for the Times and the Star Journal. I'll be leaving the papers, a bit sad but fulfilled, at the end of September, and I'll never forget this part of my life journey and all of you. I hope you will continue to support local journalism and remember the dedicated journalists, most notably rural journalists, who are part of your community and put such heart into everything they write. I'll be around, moving back home in Clearwater again, and still looking forward to reading our Valley papers. Dad knew Roy Rogers, having interviewed him a few times in California, so I'll leave you with a little wish from his popular song, Happy Trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you, keep smiling until then. Thank you, each and every one of you, for your support of local news in our North Thompson home valley. It's been a true honor. I like to think that our dad, Ross, is smiling down, remembering his own good old days.